Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey guys, my name is Rob, and I'm one of the pastors here at Journey. And this week on Journey Now, I got a couple buddies of mine here, Gabe Thruston and Aaron Spellhouse.
Hey, what's up?
And we're going to be talking about what it means to be refined in community. I know it's something Tim spoke on. It's one of our imperatives. And it's something we've been doing for about a year now.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, what does that mean to you, refining community? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I think the idea of refining, you know, to me has always looked much more like a mentor-mentee relationship. And so this idea of refined in community with peers my own age going through the same thing that I'm going through,
yeah,
it seems pretty risky. You know, I'm like, I want somebody who's, you know, 10, 15 years down the road who's kind of lived some life as opposed to, you know, these yahoos who are just the same age as me who are, you know, going to be making the same kind of mistakes. So, yeah, I mean, I've always thought of the mentor-mentee, and since we've established this refined and community-type relationship, it's been amazing for me.
That's awesome.
Gabe, what about you? What has it been like for you?
Man, community has friendships. Let's just use the word friendships. For me, has always been one of my biggest passions and biggest struggles, I think. Growing up through high school, there's a lot of change, a lot of transitions. Went to, you know.
Are you talking about puberty right now?
Yeah. No, I moved from California to Colorado, you know, left all of my close friends there and had to start over. And I went through friend after friend looking for those guys that I could surround myself with that were willing to go to those places that I wanted to talk about the Lord, really to push each other and just to have that strong bond. And I feel like time and time again, I was met with these people that just were not willing to go there. And all it left me with was heartache and longing, right, for that, for those guys, for that relationship. Because we're made for relationships, right? We're made to be doing life together. And so fast forward, you know, 10 years, we started in this village with, you know, a bunch of friends. And really, it was more of my wife's idea and her feeling like we needed community than I did. And, you know, the guys were, we were, you know, cordial. We saw each other on the weekends and
played flag football together.
Yeah, we enjoyed our time together, but there wasn't really this intentionality. And it was probably 8 months into us hanging out. And actually, it was Aaron who spoke to my wife about some stuff that he was seeing in me and how, you know, I was shut down, how I wasn't willing to show up and be vulnerable and really talk about the things that can be refined. And he, I remember he kind of put a fork in the road for me with my wife. We were at a place where it was really just not a good place. Yeah. We were struggling to get along. There was a lot of hurt, a lot of resentment, some unforgiveness. You know, I had made some mistakes, and we were just trying to figure out what does it look like to move forward. Yeah. And I remember, you know, we had a conversation and immediately following that conversation, I texted Aaron and said, man, I don't know if I want to punch you in the face right now or give you a kiss. Come pick me up. We're leaving. And, Rob joined us and that was kind of the beginnings of this intentionality, this relationship that I now have with these guys.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season for me, Rob here. And I've always had, again, like those mentor-mentee relationships, but this kind of peer refining community is a little bit new for me as well. And it's interesting because there's some risk involved.
Yeah.
It's not always easy. It's oftentimes pretty hard and pretty difficult. And we find ourselves sometimes in disagreements or arguments or frustrations or moments where we just don't see eye to eye. There was this moment recently, we were in Gabe's garage and we're building because we all build and do products in our homes. And so Gabe had a project and Gabe, if you don't know, he's the technical one. Like he plans out everything to the T. Like he's pretty amazing in the things that he can accomplish and build. And it was one of the first projects we were working on that was his at his house. And I remember thinking as I was working, like, just don't mess this up. Like, make sure every measurement is correct, everything's square, everything's right. Do not mess this up. And so I found myself working on a section of the product that was just the same. Like, it was a couple boxes for this cabinet. And I was like, I'll just make the boxes. I don't want to do anything else. I'll just do the boxes because I know that I can do these boxes well.
Yeah.
And Gabe was getting frustrated.
Yes, I was. I was like, man, like, I invited, Aaron and Rob over to do this with me and to partner with me. And, like, I fully respect their woodworking and craftsman skills. And so I think there was just a misunderstanding and some expectations. And then, honestly, we were just kind of communicating really poorly at that moment with all the emotions. But ultimately, I feel like I was in a lot of fear that I was going to feel lonely. That I wasn't, a part of this experience as a whole. And I think it left me in this place of just feeling blind.
Yeah, you even made a comment about, man, this feels like work right now. I feel like I'm the boss, you're the employee.
Yeah, yeah. I made some pretty harsh comments that I'm not proud of.
Yeah, the intensity level was definitely out of 10. We were going at it.
Yes.
And it was interesting because I think we both were in protection. I know for me, I was feeling insecure. Gabe's, he's the guy that knows like how to make stuff, how to make stuff well. And I'm learning. And so there is an insecurity there. It goes back to my childhood and the fact that I didn't have a dad and someone to show me. I was feeling really insecure. And I just kind of protected myself in that moment. And what it showed up as is anger and frustration.
Yeah.
And Aaron happened to be there. And what was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting here and we're building this thing, and all of a sudden, these two guys just start going at it, and I'm like, "What did I miss here? Like, what? Why is everybody so pissed off?" I mean, I don't know if I can say that on the podcast. Sorry, oh, it's Journey. We're good. And I literally was just like, "What is happening?" And there's part of me that was kind of like, "All right, I'm not in the mood to deal with this right now. I'm about to get in my car and leave." And so I had this thought. I picked up my keys and I was like, all right, I'm about to bounce. And then I was like, wait a minute. Jesus, I need you to, if you want me to speak, like, give me the thing to speak. And, in that moment, I was able to talk to the guys and be like, hey, like, what's underneath this? Like, what's really going on here for you guys? And, it ended up, things started to calm down and led to a really beautiful conversation that we got to have.
Yeah, it was awesome. Honestly, I feel like Aaron being able to just kind of stop and pause and mediate some of the emotion that we were feeling and being intentional about listening to what we were saying. It led to almost a 2-hour conversation about us sharing things that we really hadn't shared much of.
And I think probably the most important part of that is he looked past the emotion.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't just stop there in the anger and frustration, right? He was like, let's talk about what this actually is about. And I think for Gabe and I, like, we had the choice. Yeah. Like, we could have just been like, oh, I'm just mad. I'm frustrated. I'm out. But we chose to share and be vulnerable and go, no, I'm actually feeling insecure.
Yeah.
And for you, like, I think what you were expressing was I'm feeling alone.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think, like, that's what refined community kind of, I think, looks like. It's just these small risks.
Yeah.
These small moments of vulnerability with each other. And it's the continual trust and surrender.
Yeah. And it leads to such beauty. Like, the time that we were able to share afterwards, there was such a vulnerability and an intimacy, in our friendship at that point of learning where your guys' hearts were.
Yeah.
Right? And being able to see something that not many people get to see. It's really, the risk is so worth it.
It is so worth it.
Yeah. I will say just, the idea of small risks, there's definitely small risks, but I think to get what you want, and to get the community that you want there, that does involve some big risk.
Yeah.
It involves some real uncomfortable moments to get there.
Yeah.
Super uncomfortable, but super worth it. Yeah, I think of the refining fire, that whole process of melting gold down into this purified, metal that is submerged in really hot molten lava or whatever it is. And, it's probably not super comfortable. Doesn't feel that good.
Mm-mm.
And yet two things stuck out. One, it is going to be hard. It is going to feel hard. It's going to feel difficult. But two, the refiner's present. Mm-hmm. And I think through this relationship, through these conversations, like, Jesus has always been present.
Yeah, for sure.
And it always comes back. And so if you're listening and you want to try to refine each other in community or to be an intentional community, I think part of it's just risk. It's jumping in and risking and saying to that other person on the other side, hey, you're worth it.
Yeah.
You're worth it enough for me to just be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's depending on the Holy Spirit.
100%. I mean,
you know, being able to risk and leaving it up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Aaron, Rob, and Gabe. And this has been our story on what it looks like to be refined in community.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.